This is the last day of November. And tomorrow is the first day of December. And it's also the first Friday of December, the month dedicated especially to the infant Jesus, to the holy childhood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And on this day, we have the privilege every year of celebrating the feast of one of the 12 apostles, a very important apostle. Andrew, who is said to have been from Bethsaida, along with his brother, Simon, they eventually were called by Christ. Now, interesting enough that they skip over some of the history here, because St. Andrew was a disciple of St. John the Baptist, and he was there when St. John the Baptist was baptized, was compelled by Jesus to baptize him. So when he gave us a gift of baptism, as such, in that sense, he begins in the New Testament the church, the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. And St. Andrew immediately ran home and went to get Peter, and he says, "I have found the Messiah." In that sense, I know that many of us who are here are active or are a spiritual auxiliary legionaries of Mary, one of the church's most important evangelizing tools, which is, according to St. John the 23rd, the cream of the crop. And St. Andrew could very well be described as a legionary of Mary. Of course, he did not know Mary yet, but he would. But he did what legionaries and what normal everyday Catholics are supposed to do, to spread the gospel to others, to tell others about Jesus Christ. Now, of course, prudence has to be used. But nevertheless, that is exactly what he did. And so he told his brother. And then the next time we see them, they're together, and Jesus calls them. He calls them to be apostles, to follow him. And immediately after that, not too many boats down the road, he calls St. John the Evangelist, the beloved disciple, who was probably only 16 or 17 at the time, and his brother, James, who was the first apostle to be martyred. And so, and also very much related, both of them, to the Blessed Mother. St. James is the one who received the first apparition of Mary in Spain in the year 40 AD, Our Lady of the Pillar, in Zaragoza. Of course, we will be celebrating many apparitions of Our Lady in this month of December that starts tomorrow. But St. James was the first one to receive such a thing. In the meantime, after Pentecost, and after our Lord had ascended into heaven, of course, St. Andrew, as all the apostles, in one way or another, in one place or another, went to preach the gospel, to do exactly what St. Paul talks about in the Epistle to the Romans today. And so he began to preach, and he preached throughout the Mediterranean, especially also in Greece, and he went all the way up to Mother Russia. And there he converted many, many people to the Catholic faith. And so it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. As a result, St. Andrew is a patron saint of Russia. And all the countries, including Scotland and England, who have the cross on which St. Andrew was martyred because he was crucified, and he hung on the cross for several days, but the cross was the X-shaped cross. Even our flag in Florida has the X-shaped cross and other flags. And so that makes him, in a sense, our patron too. But he's most definitely the patron saint of Scotland, of England, and of Russia. And so today is a very, very wonderful and important day in that regard. So he was crucified on a cross like an X. Why? Because he asked for it. And surprisingly, they agreed. Now, his brother was to be crucified upside down because he asked for it. They did not deem themselves worthy to die in the same fashion as Christ, even though the pain, I'm sure, was the same. But St. Andrew, as such, is a great patron saint of the church. Later on, a holy woman took his body and buried it, and then it was translated to Rome, where he is buried in the Basilica of St. Andrew. And of course, some other parts of his relics are in St. Peter's, at the 12 Apostles Basilica, and so forth, but he is particularly at his own basilica, St. Andrew. So let us pray to him today to help us to spread the gospel and help us to live the gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.